Title: Dub Siren Slice Workflow with Crunchy Sampler Texture in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson, we're making one of the most classic jungle atmosphere tools ever, the Dub Siren. But we're not just dropping a sample on a track and calling it a day. We're building a slice Dub Siren instrument in Ableton Live 12, giving it that crunchy old sampler texture, and then placing it properly in a rolling jungle or old school DNB context so it feels like it's part of the tune, not fighting the break. Everything is stock Ableton. We're using sampler or simpler via slice to drum rack, plus saturator, redux, auto filter, echo, reverb, and compressor. Simple tools, big results. First, quick setup so you can actually judge the vibe. Set your tempo to around 170 to 174 BPM. If you've got a basic drum loop going, even better. Amen, think. Any break-based groove is perfect. And if you've got a sub or a bass line, great. The point is, the siren is an atmosphere element, and atmospheres only make sense when you hear them against the rhythm. Now step 1. Get a dub siren source. You've got two options. Option A is fastest. Grab a dub siren, air horn, alarm, reggae effects sample. 1 to 5 seconds is plenty. Drag it onto an audio track. Option B is fun and totally stock. Synthesize one. Create a MIDI track. Drop operator on it, and keep it simple. Use a sine or square wave. Then add auto filter after operator. Set it to a low pass, like LP24. Bring resonance up somewhere around 35 to 55%, and add a bit of drive, like plus 3 to plus 8 dB. Now turn on the auto filter LFO. Set the LFO rate to quarter notes or eighth notes, and raise the amount until it starts doing that wee-woo movement. Then record yourself holding notes for 4 to 8 bars, while you tweak a couple knobs. When it sounds alive, freeze and flatten the track so it becomes audio. That's your raw siren performance. Next, we want a clean little phrase to slice. In the audio, find a 1 to 2 bar section with multiple moments. Meaning, you can hear different pitch dips, filter sweeps, tone changes, stuff that will make good chops. Highlight it and consolidate with CMD or Ctrl-J. If you hear clicks when it starts or ends, add tiny fades. This is one of those boring details that saves you a lot of pain later. Now the core workflow, slice to drum rack. Right-click the consolidated audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. In the slicing options, you need to decide how you want to play this. If you want finger drumming style phrases that lock to the grid, slice by 1/8 or 1/16. It'll feel like pads in a rhythm instrument. If you want unique moments, like specific pitch flips and filter sweeps, choose transients. And coach tip here, transients are only as good as your audio. If live creates too many or too few markers, you can edit the clip first. Sometimes fewer, better slices wins. You don't need 40 slices. You need 8 to 16 that feel intentional. Hit OK. Ableton creates a drum rack full of slices and a MIDI clip that triggers them. Press play. You should hear your siren chopped up already. That's the magic moment. Now we make it crunchy. This is where we push it into that resampled, slightly abused, old sampler world that sits perfectly in jungle. On the drum rack track, add devices in this order. First, saturator. This is your density and grit. Put drive somewhere between plus 4 and plus 10 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then lower the output so you're not just getting louder. Important teacher note, saturation is addictive because it sounds exciting, but you want to match your level. If it only sounds better because it's louder, you'll overdo it. Second, redux. This is the crunchy sampler texture. Try bit reduction around 8 to 12 bits. Try sample rate around 8 to 18 kHz. Then, instead of going 100%, bring dry slash wet in around 15 to 35%. The goal is crunch, not destroyed radio static. In jungle, too much fizz will mask hats and smear snare crack. Third, auto filter for tone shaping. Choose LP12 or LP24. Pull the cutoff down so it's not painfully bright, usually somewhere like 3 to 8 kHz depending on your source. Keep resonance modest, like 10 to 25%. Add a little drive if you want thickness. Classic old school sirens are often band limited. They sit in the mids and upper mids, not ultra hi-fi. Optional fourth, glue compressor, just to stick it. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and set threshold, so you're getting maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you don't hear a clear improvement, skip it. Beginners sometimes compress everything by default, and that's how you lose punch. Now we build space the dub way. Returns, not drowning the channel. Create return track A and call it dub echo. Put echo on it. Set the time to a quarter note for classic, or try 3/16 for that swagger. Feedback around 35 to 60%. Filter the echo, high pass around 200 Hz so you're not echoing low-end mod, and low pass around 6 to 8 kHz so it's not harsh. Add a little modulation for movement. Then put a saturator after echo, drive plus 2 to plus 6, just to warm and tame repeats. Create return track B and call it space verb. Put reverb on it. Set decay around 2.5 to 5.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, low cut 200 to 400 Hz, high cut 6 to 10 kHz, and size medium to large. Now go back to your siren rack track and set sends. Echo send around 10 to 30%, reverb maybe 5 to 20. And here's the big idea. You're going to automate sends for throws. You don't need constant wetness. You want moments where you flick the echo up on the last hit of a phrase, then drop it right back down so the mix stays clean. Next, make it playable and clean up slice behavior. Click a pad in the drum rack so you see the sampler for that slice. If you're getting clicks, use fade in around 2 to 8 milliseconds and fade out around 10 to 30 milliseconds. You don't have to fix every pad. Fix the worst offenders. Also decide if you want one shot or gate mode. One shot is great for stabs. Gate is great when you want to hold the siren and control length with the MIDI note. Coach note, also check slice loudness. Some slices will jump out. In drum rack, each pad has its own volume. Use that to standardize quickly. It's faster than throwing compressors everywhere. Most of the time, the siren should sit under the break. Then you choose one or two featured hits per 8 or 16 bars that pop a bit more. Now let's add quick performance control with macros. Select your saturator, redux, and auto filter, and group them into an audio effect rack with CMD or Control G. Map a few key parameters. Macro 1 is crunch. Map redux dry slash wet. Macro 2 is tone. Map auto filter cutoff. Macro 3 is push. Map saturator drive. Macro 4 can be echo control. You can map the track's echo send if you like working that way, or keep echo on a return and automate the send directly in arrangement. And an extra safety tip. Dub effects can run away, especially feedback. If you want a true panic button, map echo feedback, or even the return device on slash off, to a macro called panic. So if things get chaotic mid-jam, one twist saves your master. Now, pitch movement. Dub sirens love pitch bends, especially into transitions. You can do this a couple ways. On the siren track, add shifter in pitch mode, and automate pitch up or down. Or do it per slice. In each slice is simpler, automate transpose. A classic move is a rise into the drop, then cut it sharply right on the first bar of the drop so the drums hit clean. Now we make it sit in a DNB mix, sidechain. Add a compressor at the end of your siren chain. Turn on sidechain. Choose your drum bus or a kick and snare group. Set ratio to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds, release 80 to 180 milliseconds, then lower threshold until you're getting around 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. When the drums hit, what you're listening for is not obvious pumping, unless you want that. You want the siren to breathe around the break so the roll stays clear. Quick warning list while we're here. If your siren has too much low end, it will fight the sub. High pass it. You can do that on the main chain, but even better, high pass and side simpler on the loudest and longest slices so your echo and reverb aren't constantly amplifying rumble. If redux is too extreme, it'll create harsh fizz that masks hats and snare. Use dry slash wet. If echo feedback goes too high, it can explode your mix. Filter the echo and keep feedback sane. If you didn't sidechain, sirens plus breaks equals masking city. Fix it early. Now arrangement. This is where beginners often overuse the siren. Jungle sirens hit hardest when they're rare. Think call and response, not constant noodling. For the intro, bars 1 through 16, keep it sparse. One slice every 2 to 4 bars. Darker tone, more echo throw moments, and keep it tucked. For the pre-drop, last 4 to 8 bars, start opening tone slowly, add a touch more crunch, maybe automate a pitch rise, and do one or two bigger echo throws. For the drop, simplify. Use a signature siren hit every 4 to 8 bars, often on beat 4, or right at the end of bar 8 as a little punctuation. And a great trick, place it after the snare, not on the snare. Let the snare speak, then the siren answers. For a mid-drop variation, you don't need new sounds. Change one rule for 8 bars. Switch one pad to gate mode and hold notes, or transpose a couple pads up an octave, then revert. Minimal change, big movement. For transitions out, do the classic dub move. Automate the echo send up only on the final hit, then mute the dry. The echo carries the energy into the breakdown without clutter. Now a quick 10 to 15 minute practice exercise. Slice a 1 to 2 bar siren phrase to drum rack. Make pattern of 8 bars, 1 slice on bar 2 beat 4, and bar 6 beat 4. Keep it simple. Then pattern B for 8 bars, a quick 2 hit fill at the end of bar 8, like a 1/16 double tap. Over 16 bars, automate the tone macro slowly from dark to brighter. Do small echo send bumps only on the last hit of each 8-bar block. Add sidechain keyed from your drums. Then export a loop and do this self-check. When you mute the siren, the drums should still feel clear. When you unmute it, the track should feel bigger, but not louder. Before we wrap, a couple optional upgrades if you want extra authenticity. Band limit it like old hardware. Add EQ 8 after your main chain. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Gentle low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Subtle is the goal. Make it feel like it's coming from a sound system by controlling stereo width. Put utility on it and reduce width to maybe 60 to 90%. You can automate width too. Narrower in the intro, slightly wider for big moments. And if you want that second generation grime, resample. Record a 16-bar performance of your siren rack to audio, then slice that audio again. That second pass often sounds instantly more rebel.